This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, an Odyssey sports station.
My three-point stance today, I'm calling for Roman Anthony. Try to maybe alter that swing just a little bit and give the Red Sox a little extra punch, pop, and power in their lineup.
Roman drives one high and deep into right center field. It is back, and it's gone! A homer for Roman.
Dustin May. Yeah,
that's why he's going to go 6 2/3. That's a little bit of blind faith, but hell, that's all I got right now.
Strike three called. Fastball 96. 8 strikeouts for May.
I think I know more now.
I had no idea how intelligent he was.
Go, 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 go!
This is WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens.
And three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
The Red Sox win. Fitzy and Hart win. Predictions galore.
You guys are so smart.
Ted Johnson victory lap here for WEEI Afternoons.
Take it.
I learned it from watching you, Ted. Victory laps are what we do. When you're right, you need to tell everybody you were right. And I just want to point out that Mr. Negativity, Andy Hart, everybody's too negative. Why are you so negative? Why are you so I had faith in Dustin May. And that faith was rewarded.
Was that faith in Dustin May, or is it just like, you know what, the last time I ripped him for putting out a pitcher that I had to pay tickets to go see the game for?
No.
It turned out, who was that? It was
Criswell.
Criswell syndrome.
He didn't pay for those tickets either.
Okay, he didn't pay.
No, he didn't.
Right. But he had, his family made the effort to come see the game. And then Cooper went out there and just pitched a gym. So now he's like, well, I can't do that anymore. And
a broken clock, Ted.
No.
Twice a day.
It's baseball.
Yep.
Baseball, VCR. I said it yesterday, when you think you have baseball pegged and you think you know exactly what's going to happen in the sport of baseball, in my opinion, more than almost any other, it goes, you idiot. That's not what's going to happen. Yeah. So we'll go out. Plus, Dustin May went out there. He pitched well, and he pitched with emotion. I've said, because Alex Cora has said a lot, that emotion and excitement for a baseball team has to come from the lineup, has to come from the offense. This was a game where there was some emotion that was brought to the contest by the starting pitcher. He had, I think it was the second inning, he got a big out. He's like, you're not exactly going Mark the Bird Fidrich, but
that was Pivetta-esque. Like, he was pumping fists and fired up, and as he should, especially when idiots like me went on the radio yesterday and said there was 0.0% chance he could carry the team to a dub last night. My bad, coach. Yeah.
And he also talked about, well, you know what? I've kind of had a crappy year. I've had a lot of downtimes. There's been a lot of long innings and long games.
Few years.
Yes, actually. Well, guess what?
Happy half decade.
Enjoy it. I remember, and Ted will get mad at me here.
Oh, we'll see.
But your boy, Bill Belichick, there was one year.
Hey, first segment, BMI or Bill Belichick?
There was.
First segment, BMI or Bill Belichick?
There was first 5 minutes, too. That's right.
When does Mason Miller come in?
There was one year where he told his team specifically to celebrate, because this sport is hard, and when you make a play in the NFL, celebrate it, enjoy it. You put a lot of work into that. I'd say the same thing is true for Dustin May. When you put in start after start where you suck, multiple years where you kind of suck and things aren't going your way, and you're probably doing the Walker Buehler questioning, do I still have what it takes to compete in the big leagues anymore? When you go out there and you pitch a gem, and that was a gem.
Got to feel good.
Right? So enjoy it. Celebrate it. Do whatever comes natural. If there's emotion that's bubbling up, release it. Enjoy it. Because the other thing is, baseball could come back around and he might go, you know, two-thirds of an inning with eight runs next game.
You know the profile of some of these pitchers? It's kind of amazing. If you look, if you were to just dissect every pitcher in the major leagues, how many of them have missed big chunks of time in their careers because of injury.
Yep.
And it's and then they get back, and then they get injured again. It's just one of the more frustrating types of positions to play in all of sports. And so I'm with you guys. I did love the excitement, and that was partly because he missed 2 years for injury and was, you know, missed half of last year.
And also,
it almost feels like now, like every pitcher, Andy has to have at least one, if not two, Tommy Johns over the course of a 10-plus year career.
Well, I've told you this. They are now doing it preemptively. There are parents, young pitchers that are having relatively minor elbow issues or issues that maybe they could treat another way, and they're like, nah, just do it. Let's just get it out of the way. It's going to happen sooner or later, so let's do it sooner so I can recover. You know, as young as like the high school level, even below that, pre-high school level. But you look at Dustin May, great for him. It's great for him as an individual. Also, was big for the Boston Red Sox, right? You got Walker Buehler going to the mound tonight. You'd lost with Crochet. You were coming off the Bayo, Giolito, Crochet. My three best pitchers didn't win a game. Well, I'm going to need somebody to win a game, or this is going to become a long extended streak. All of a sudden, you might be balancing out that 7-game winning streak you just had with a 7-game losing streak.
Whoa.
And Dustin May goes to the mound and says, not on my watch. Mm-hmm. And then the offense gets to their bullpen. Then you pile up runs. Now, whether that's one of those games where you say, are they really the best offense in the American League, or did they kind of beat up on a bullpen? Don't care. They scored 14 runs. Those all count, right? Like, they all count. Now you have the best run differential in the American League, one of the best run differentials in baseball. And Roman Anthony hits a bomb, so Fitzy's happy. Two games in a row, Roman Anthony hits a bomb. Another note where it's only basically him and Ted Williams, youngest players, home runs, back-to-back days.
What did he have? Yeah. Four walks, a home run, and four runs scored?
Never been done.
I mean, the anomalous streak of things that this kid is doing at the age of 21 is mind-boggling. And it's only due to a deep foundational belief in his almost now alien-like or otherworldly abilities to think that he can still hit with crazy exit velocity, crazy accuracy, with such incredible patience at the plate, and still every now and again dial it up and go for bombs. That was 4:30 last night. Like, that's no, like, it's only a home run in 7 out of 30 parks. Like, no, that was out of every park last night. And I don't care how the final score got to be Patriots 14, Texans nothing, Andy. Like, that's a morale builder, especially when you get six innings from the guy who only gave you 3 1/3 last week.
And another morale builder has to be Carlos Narvaez, who hasn't been hitting good.
Yep.
That home run, it was – if you listen to that call, we might have to pull this call up. I can't remember. I might have been on TV by this time when I was watching it, where the ball, didn't even kind of have a chance to say, oh, it's back. It looks like it's a home run. It was like Narvaez hits the ball. It's a home run.
Yep.
Like, it was out so damn fast that I've never seen a home run get out of the field of play as fast as that Carlos Narvaez home run.
So the Red Sox get a, Fitzy will say it, sneaky big win, sneaky important win
last night
in Houston. Yeah. They'll be back at it tonight. Dustin May gets a big win. We'll talk to the manager of the Boston Red Sox in about 20 minutes, 2:30 here on WEEI Afternoons. But this Dustin May start is interesting because I was watching on TV and they were talking about, apparently, when they acquired Dustin May, there was something to do with his cutter, and the Red Sox think his cutter's a weapon. And I think it was Lou Maloney was like, I don't know, they're hitting like 470 off of it or something. I'm not sure it's a weapon. And I find that interesting. Like, you join a team midseason, especially a team like the Red Sox that seems to have a very specific pitching approach
philosophy.
And what Andrew Bailey, and he sees things and what he wants. So, you know, some numbers from first start to second start for Dustin May. First start, it was 30% four-seamer, 24% sweeper, 14% sinker, and then 30% that cutter, which Lou had heard the Red Sox thought might be a weapon. Well, Maybe they realized it wasn't a weapon. I don't know, because last night the cutter was down to 20%, and the sweeper was actually up to 37%. The four-seam was down a little bit, and the sinker was up. So he became more sinker-sweeper than it was four-seam cutter.
Love those pitches. And love those pitches.
And I just think that's really interesting. Now, does this mean anything? Did he just maybe have a good night? Sure. Yeah. It could be a one-off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Could be my thing. Aberrational, blind faith, whatever. Or did you take a step in the right direction because maybe you're working with Andrew Bailey and figuring things out?
Part of that emotion might be just like, look, I finally found a place where they understand me and can give me a good game plan. And I'm starting to realize maybe what my full potential is. Beside all those numbers are great. He also had a 85% first pitch strike.
Absolutely.
And that is part of, I think, what has changed over the last month and a half or so, when it felt like the Red Sox post Rafi Devers started changing their approach to hitting and pitching, is when they said, you know, we got to attack more on first pitches. And they're doing that. And you can see the pitching has gotten better because they are attacking the zone early in the count.
And the other thing I would just throw out there, and I don't know if this matters or not, the Dodgers were getting pitchers back, and they knew Dustin May was not part of there, and he knew it. He's a smart guy. He sees what's going on. Oh, I'm not really needed here. I'm not really wanted here. Mm-hmm. The Red Sox need Dustin May. Like, they need him to be good. We're talking about Toley, Peyton. Oh, we're going to blow him through AAA and get him to, like, if Dustin May doesn't do the job, they're looking for, like, they need him to be good. And I just wonder if maybe that faith that they have in him and to go out and get him, even if we think it was rushed at the end of the trade deadline.
Oh, very much.
Could it give him a little boost of confidence? But
isn't it funny, too? Yesterday, trade deadline. Oh, I didn't do enough of the trade deadline. Trade deadline. We lost three in a row. Our top three pitching. We needed more pitching.
Yep.
And now today, it's like, oh, great call at the trade deadline, getting Dustin Mays. They saw something in him that no one else did. So just a very interesting sport indeed when you consider how the ebbs and flows go with
it. Oh, it's amazing. Well,
the roller coaster of the sport, and especially this team. I mean, this is the whole, like, if there were any one something you would say is the hallmark of the 2025 Red Sox, would you say it's their roller coaster-esque nature of emotions?
No, yeah, probably. You know, question. You start how the season started, all the good vibes with Seiden and Bregman, and then Rafi Devers, no. And then, okay, now we're down again. And then, then you start the season out like they – and then the injuries with Casas. And so, yeah, it's been one of the more up and down kind of emotional seasons, more than I can remember.
And there's so much time for that because of the marathon that is. I heard Dave O'Brien, Lou Maloney talking last night on the broadcast about, well, there's 40 games left.
Yeah.
And 40 games ago, this season wasn't going where the Red Sox wanted. Then you got hot. You got a 10-game winning streak. You get a 7-game winning. And so that puts into perspective. But, yeah, now you got to finish it. You've put yourself in position to make the playoffs. You're in that conversation. But if you go the opposite way you went for the last 40 games, you're in trouble. And there's a lot of time to screw this up. And that's where a guy like Dustin May comes into the picture. And his performance, just to put it in perspective, it's the 15th time this season a Red Sox starter has worked 6-plus shutout innings. 5 of those were by Lucas Giolito. 4 of those were by Crochet. And just to put that in perspective, only the Yankees and the Tigers have more. They have 17 starts like that. 6 innings, 0 runs allowed. And obviously you're going to be Crochet, but Giolito was in that mix as well. Not that I'm expecting Dustin May to do that probably ever again this season, right? We got to keep our expectations in real land.
In check?
In check a little bit.
Do we have to, though? Because then if we start going into it like with the sort of negative anticipation I did last night, I don't know what good that does you. I mean, keeping them in check, sure. He's not going to throw 6-7 with no runs allowed, but he didn't do that by accident. There's obviously some sort of beast in there that got uncapped last night.
And that's where I wonder if they get some credit for that. Again, it's a one-off. We got to wait to see. But the biggest thing for me, for both Dustin May and Walker Buehler, is Fitzy, don't make us think the way you were thinking yesterday. Don't make us think that in those 2 days in the rotation, there's no hope, that those are guaranteed losses. Because, A, that's a crappy way to look at a game and to go into a game. It also puts ridiculous amount of pressure for the other 3 guys in the rotation to be perfect. And while I think Crochet was a one-off, and I think Bayo might even be a one-off, Giolito, I don't know what Giolito is at this point in a season where he's been ridiculously good at stretches. You see it right there. He's second on the team in those, 6 innings shutout pitching. I think you need these guys to at least feel we got a shot tonight. We might have to score a few runs, but luckily we have the best offense in the American League. But these guys will give us a shot. It goes back to those games we talked about early in the season where games were over in the first inning. You don't want these guys going to the mound and you as a fan or you as a teammate or you as a manager thinking, yeah, it's probably going to be a bullpen night. I'm probably going to need to get about six out of the bullpen. Just give us quality starts, right? Just give us the hope that it's not going to be a stinker of a start. And he gave you reason to believe that that could be a possibility.
I mean, I think part of the issue with really feeling confident in the starting pitching is guys haven't done it. I mean, you got Crochet's pitching, already pitched more innings than he's ever pitched. And so we still got a lot of games to play.
Yep.
You look at Lucas Giolito, the last 2 years combined, he's only played in 12 games.
Yep.
And Bayo has never really done it for any sustainable length of time. So it's the guys that you're counting on have never done it before, ever in their past. So you go, okay, what makes you think they can do it now? And that's why there's a reservation, I think.
And Fitzy, your guy, I know we're going to get into this a little bit later. Mm-hmm. Roman Anthony, this idea that he can do more, he can be more. Well, I keep saying, as long as you keep putting the game notes together and it says, Roman Anthony was the first since Ted Williams to do X, Y, and Z, yeah. Which I feel like every night. Now, I will also say, when I read a lot of those notes, they also have Raffy Devers in there. And I don't know how that makes me feel, because we lived the Raffy Devers experience, the good, the bad of it, and the whole totality of it.
Well, don't forget how hot he came in years ago, Andy. And then, then expectations weren't met. Then we had attitude problems. And then we were told to put gloves away. And then we told Breslow and Bresbot what he could do with his job. Yeah, if it's like first since Ted Williams, first since Yaz, first since whomever, it's just a nonstop parade of unique statistical accomplishments for this kid, which is spectacular. And I love. Guys, this could be the best case scenario. If they come out of tonight with a quality start for Buehler and a win, just think about the fact that 48 hours ago, we were in panic mode, like, oh, no, the top three starters lost, and good cripes, now they got May and Buehler coming up. What's going to happen? And it could be, hey, they got two guys vying for the fourth starter spot. Maybe next time through the rotation, the top three do well, and, you know, the optimism is back on track.
Right, because if you do that, if you play that projection game, you expect Crochet to win, and you probably now expect to win one of the other two games, right? Whether it's Bayo or Giolito.
Right.
Based on the way the season's gone.
Correct.
That doesn't mean it's right.
Yep.
Okay, so that's two wins out of every five right there.
Yep.
If you steal one of these, now you're like,
you think in playoff series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, well, that's three wins. Right. It's, you know what I mean? Like, it's not hard to talk
yourself
into that.
Give me two out of three good pitch outings in the playoffs with this offense, and you like your chances.
Right. And I do think we need to accept that this offense is pretty good. I know we've had our doubts, you know, are they piling up runs against bad bullpens or bad teams, or are they too streaky? And they're still streaky. You still got to deal with some guys that are streaky, but you're also going to deal with, I don't know, the top of the order with Roman Anthony, who we all just need to accept what they've told us all along. He's good beyond his years. Mm-hmm. He's definitely good beyond his years. And then your guy, St. Bregman, is just good, right? He's just good. Yep. So you put those two in, and you're like,
good.
Okay, we're well on our way. That's a good way to start a game, right? Even last night, I actually thought it was going to go better last night. I think they had two guys on in the first. I'm like, oh, they're gonna pounce on this. They're going to blow them out early. They didn't end up scoring then. It took a little bit a while, but that's as good a 1-2 as I feel like you could want right now.
Yeah, the midday show, I thought I had to go, you know, kind of just go through the lineup. You go, who would you want to take off? And it's, I mean, who would you want to take out of the lineup? I mean, maybe Abraham Toro, maybe, but the rest of the guys, would you feel comfortable pulling any of these guys out of the lineup?
Well, if I was like, if I had a crystal ball and I knew when it was their slump time and I knew like, oh, for 3 days they're going to be bad, that's when I would do it.
Yeah.
But I'd also want to make sure my crystal ball tells me when they're going to carry the team and be hot as can be for a 2 or a 3 day stretch, or sometimes more than that, a week. So Boston Red Sox win 14-1 in Houston. My guy, Dustin May.
My guy,
Dustin May.
Every day there's a new one, Ted.
Boy, you just jump on those coattails so fast.
He was so good last night. He's the new D. May in my world. Drake May, you're old news, Drake May. Dustin May's the winner around here.
You know what? Say it like one of my guys, because you have a lot of my guys.
I do.
You can't
sometimes
have all these my guys.
I can. And it's a big sports world.
Okay. Don't worry, Teddy. Tune in tomorrow to see if he's still his guy, and I think I know the answer.
I'm going
to
do a parody to my girl.
My guys. Yeah, why don't we do New Guy Thursday or something? We check in every week on who Andy's new guy is.
What you also need to do is wait about 5 days to see how he pitches next time to see if I dump him to the curb
to call up my guy Cooper Criswell just pitching his spot.
That's my guy in person. 617-779-7937. We are reacting to Dustin May's great performance, big win for the Boston Red Sox, and up next, we will hear from the manager, his reactions to what Dustin May did and what his team is doing right now, and maybe what some other teams are accusing his team of doing. The manager, Alex Cora, will be up next. But first, Dan Ball, what's trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Red Sox beat the Houston Astros 14-1 last night. Dustin May earned the win, going 6 shutout innings. In the game, Roman Anthony joined Hall of Famer Ted Williams as the only Red Sox players in club history with 21 extra base hits and 32 walks over their first career 52 games. Not bad company at all. The rubber game of that series is tonight. First pitch at 7:10. Walker Buehler will start for the Sox opposite Hunter Brown. And you can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. MassMutual pregame show with Christian Arcanis tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Lenny DiNardo have the call of the game. New within the hour, the Celtics NBA Cup group play schedule has been released. The four games are as follows. The Celtics will play against the Philadelphia 76ers October 31st at 7 at Philly. They'll play November 7th at 7 at the Orlando Magic, then November 21st at home against the Brooklyn Nets, and November 26th at home against the Detroit Pistons. The Patriots took the field for a joint practice with the Minnesota Vikings today in Minnesota. New England will play Minnesota in their second preseason contest on Saturday. Kickoff for that one is at 1 p.m. And from around the NFL, running back James Cook and the Bills have reached an agreement on a four-year, $48 million contract extension that includes $30 million guaranteed. Vikings receiver and punt returner Rondale Moore suffered a season-ending left knee injury in Saturday's preseason game against the Texans, and Jordan Love had surgery yesterday to repair a ligament injury in his left thumb, but the Packers expect the quarterback to be ready for their season opener. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Red Sox manager Alex Cora joins the afternoon crew, and that is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's AUDACY.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Now I'm having a good day already because I felt that little beat drop stiz.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it was just the computer freezing or something like that.
You're learning.
Stride, you're learning
hip-hop hard.
You're starting to get some rhythm.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
It's not a wedding, and I'm not drunk, so no, I don't have rhythm.
Well, you think you have rhythm in that scenario, too?
No, I think I do.
False
you think
confidence,
you do,
yes.
I don't, but I think I do in that setting.
You had a lot of dance lessons before you started dancing.
Yep,
yeah, I got
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Not watching on television, Ted just did a couple 12-ounce curls for everyone.
WEEI Afternoons awaiting our conversation with Alex Cora. We know sometimes when he's on the road.
It is a conversation.
It absolutely is a conversation.
It's not an interview. It's a conversation.
It's a conversation about his baseball team, his players, about sort of the narrative surrounding his baseball team.
I like that, you know, we can give him a question and then he kind of expounds on it.
Yeah.
As opposed to just, you know, asking or answering it in a direct kind of just simple. He gives you a little bit more, information than maybe you would. You would think, which is great.
Well, one of my favorite things he does when he gets rolling about like nitty gritty baseball, and it's either putting things in perspective, boom, 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 talking about guys and matchups and this guy, or even, you know, well, it was like the third series of the year when we were in Detroit and it was boom, boom, boom. And you're like, holy crap, you remember all that?
He definitely has a romantic idea of the game.
Yes.
So it's not only just is he a kind of a dirt dog, you know, gets into the weeds, but he also romanticizes about the game. So,
yep,
that's good in your manager.
And he's probably a little better mood today, Fitzy, than he would have been had it played out the way you were concerned yesterday. It might play out.
But we've encountered him for these interviews / conversations / chats several times where they've been on losing streaks, and you've started off with, "Hey, Alex, how you doing?" He's like, "Oh, good, great." You know, he has that Duck's blank ability to just let a lot of the negativity roll right off and focus on the positive and try to lift the morale of the team. I think personally that composed that affability along with his ability to manage people with analytics, really just like the complete package is so impressive to me.
I think that comes with being a manager here in Boston over time.
Yep.
I think you've learned either process information that way and compartmentalize it the way that Fitzy's describing, or else you get killed and you're out of here. You won't survive this time.
Right. Yeah. It'll eat you alive if you can't do what Fitzy's talking about. I also think it's the sport of baseball, and he's been in baseball for, I don't know, 50 years now, whatever the hell it is coming up on. And the season, the long season, the good streaks, the bad streaks, the highs, the lows, the slumps. I mean, players have to deal with that. The manager has to deal with that then some, because the manager actually is responsible for all the slumps and streaks of all 26 players, right? So he has to kind of deal with that. I think that's the world of – it's why I don't think I could ever live in the world of baseball. Like night to night and trying to compete and care – too much because there's another night coming the next day.
I mean, while we're waiting for him, extend it to all the sport. I mean, it'd be hard to coach in today's world with all the analytics. There's more way to quantify players, and so there's more information. And so I think these managers and coaches have to answer to things they never had to 10, 15 years ago.
And do you, so this is an interesting perspective you bring. If you, just the athlete Ted Johnson, win or lose, great game or crappy game, would you rather wait a week like you do in football and have to wait 7 days and you can pat yourself on the back or beat yourself up?
I'd rather play right away.
The next day.
Oh, my goodness. Let's play. Let's play.
Who do you guys think?
1 week between's too long.
Ted, who do you think, you know, you've, you know, engaged with coaching at the highest level and gone up against a whole array of different personalities. Who do you think is most like Cora amongst the other coaches in town? Would you say Vrabel?
The current ones? I don't know much about the new Bruins coach.
Sacco?
Yeah, probably Vrabel, but he's an emotional guy too. So yeah, if they start losing games, I don't think you're going to see happy, joy, joy.
No, I think Mazzulla and Vrabel are closer Very than much. Cora is to either of them.
Vrabel's more wound up tight like Joe than you realize. Mazzulla.
And I mean, Vrabel said he would cut off his junk to win a Super Bowl. I don't think Cora has that perspective anymore.
No.
Now he's won a ring. So maybe that's part of why he doesn't have that perspective. But, you know, we talk about his family and his daughter's graduation and different, like, putting things in their proper place in life. I think he does that maybe better than Mazzulla and Vrabel would. And Sturm, I don't know.
Joe's still trying to, you know, show everybody who he is as a coach.
Right.
He's at the beginning. So you're going to have probably a different perspective on coaching at the beginning of your coaching career than you would, like Alex is, more towards the end.
And some of it may have to do with what he was as a player, if you're a utility guy and kind of dealing with that roller coaster and finding your spot.
Because his experience is probably more relatable to most of the guys in his locker room than it is the two or three guys that are the superstars.
Right.
That don't have that experience, right?
Yeah. No, it's he definitely brings a, I think, positive perspective to the job in Boston. That doesn't mean he does the job perfectly. And I know a lot of people think, you know, he's not a great manager or he should be fired if they don't make the playoffs or whatever those may be. But his actual personality, perspective, I think it's good. Like, I'm not sure, you know, you see Boone on a night-to-night basis in New York.
He's a wreck.
He is. And, you can't live like that. And he might not live like that much longer in New York.
You know why you can't? The most importantly is because the players pick up on it.
Right.
It's about, okay, picking up vibes from your manager as a player. That's going to impact your play to some degree. It's hard to quantify how much, but guys take in the persona of their manager and coaches.
And it helps when you have a Ted Williams-like talent. So I don't know if we talked about this specifically. Roman Anthony joined Ted Williams, who had 30 extra base hits and 29 walks, as the only Red Sox in club history. Remember, this team's been around a while.
Yeah.
100-plus years. With 21 extra base hits and 32 walks over his first career 52 games. That is one of those many stats we've been talking about. Yesterday was just a flat-out one-off, Fitzy, as you alluded to earlier. Mm-hmm. Never been done before. Four walks, four runs, and a home run in a game. The first blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then only three other Red Sox as young or younger than Roman Anthony have ever homered in back-to-back games. Rafi Devers, Tony Conigliaro, and Ted Williams. So you have Rafi Devers.
Rare air.
Very rare air. I mean, Tony C is one of the great coulda, woulda, shoulda beens in the history of baseball. Ted Williams is considered maybe the best pure hitter in the history of baseball. And Rafi Devers, for a time here, was the mainstay of the lineup and your $30 million man. That's
it. Are we going to bring this kid into MGH and do like a sleep study where we find out?
It's still early. Let's all
settle
down.
No, I'm just like, Ted, he's got like gotta have the lowest blood pressure rate.
Yes.
Holy, that's what I'm saying.
You know, like, he'd be good like, flying planes.
Fighter
being
pilot,
an
absolutely.
Like,
he just stands there.
He just, he has that temperament for those kind of jobs. Yep. Can I just tell a real quick story? A little off?
A story.
You bring up Ted Williams, and I think it was the TV, it was either Lou Maloney or Kevin Maher. I can't remember. They brought up Ted Williams because they had all the same stats you were just repeating. And I think it was Kevin Maher that said there's a story about back in the day when Ted Williams was up at the plate and that the umpire was slow in getting his strike called.
Yep.
And it took him a while to finally, and the catcher just said to the ump, "I think Mr. Williams thinks that's a ball."
Oh, yeah.
So he called it a ball because Ted Williams made the impression on the catcher that was not a strike.
And he had earned that right the best strike zone eye in the history of baseball. 617-779-7937, reacting to your Boston Red Sox big win for Dustin May and the club last night. We are awaiting the arrival of Alex Cora. We'll talk to him next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons, joining us on the phones now here, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora, is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network, by Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Alex, how are we doing today?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. We watched that game last night. How big a performance was that for Dustin May coming off? You know, you had the three prior starters struggling and Crochet with a game that we haven't really seen very often. How important was it for Dustin May and his energy to step up for you guys?
No, it was very important for all of us. We needed, before the game, I was telling Bales that we needed 100 pitches regardless, you know, and he did that and more, right? Gave us six strong innings, threw a lot of strikes, was under control the whole night against a tough lineup. And, now we're in a better place tonight, bullpen-wise. We were able to reset a few guys, and we're ready.
Alex, the anomalous, unbelievable stats for Roman Anthony continue to pile up on an almost game-by-game basis. Last night, the four walks, the four runs, the home run. And there's been a little bit of a power surge lately with him matching his season-long total in home runs just over the last two nights. So I wanted to ask, has there been any sort of adjustment or focus on him trying to up the power game, if you will, with his swing and his plate appearances?
I think it's just the evolution of the player, right? And with him, it's, everything is fast, right? And except he's a bat. He slows down everything. I'm very impressed, you know, just the way he controls the strike zone is something that, you know, when you start looking around the league, you know, Juan Soto, he does that. He did it from the get-go with the Nationals, and that's what Roman is doing. And he's doing an outstanding job as a leadoff guy. Those two on top of the lineup, you got to throw it over the plate to get him out. That's the reality of it. And, you know, you're into a tough matchup right away, and the pitch counts get up. But going back to Roman, very impressed. You know, he was hitting a lot of ground balls, but even his ground balls are different than the others, right? He hits them hard, and they go through the infield. And now he's hitting the ball in the air, which is awesome, you know, because now he's going to start hitting extra bases, and, you know, it's just fun to watch.
Alex, you know, Bregman's goes back to Houston, and he's, you know, just hitting dingers and getting booed, and it looks like he's enjoying every minute of it. The profile of him, does it kind of fit perfectly for what you want in a player here in Boston with the pressure of playing in this ballpark up here at Fenway? Just the way he's handled his reunion there in Houston, it's probably no surprise to you, but is that something that you've always seen in him, just his ability to kind of step up in these high-pressure moments and deliver like that?
Yeah, he's able to separate everything from the game. You know, at 7:05, he's ready. Even before that, you know, he's the first one running down the line, getting ready for the game. It's just different. You know, he's a different player. And if I was a gambling man, I would have put some money that he was going to have a great week here in Houston, because that's who he is. And he's enjoying it. You know, one thing I told him before the first game here, I say, hey, man, I know you're locked in. I know you want to, you know, win every game here, but enjoy it. You have to enjoy it. You earned the right to enjoy this week. You know, the fans were great early on, and right away they switch, you know, and which is awesome. You know, that's what fan bases do, right? And yesterday he doubled to right field out of the ballpark, playing good defense, just leading the team. And, you know, this is a guy we envision. And there was a reason we wanted him. And it was to play good third base and obviously put good at-bats. But what he's doing for the culture of the team is amazing. And I was telling somebody a few days ago, if you think about it, in his career, he's played meaningful games his whole career, right? And it's getting fun with us. You know, we're in the mix of you know, the division and the Walker and all that. And, you know, having a guy like him in our lineup, in our clubhouse, means a lot.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora with us here on WEEI Afternoons. Alex, there has been an influx of criticisms or stories about how you guys are handling your scouting of opposing pitchers and what they are throwing. There was the iPad thing in San Diego, Kyle Hudson in Houston here at Fenway Park, and now Tarek Skubal questioning where your base coaches stand. What is your reaction to all this?
Skubal talk about that? He talk about us?
Yeah, he doesn't think your coaches at first and third stand in the coaches' boxes.
But we haven't played them in a while. Their third base coach isn't standing the third base coach either. He's my brother. But whatever. No, man, it's you prepare, and that's the way it works in the big leagues. Everybody's working. Everybody's trying to gain an edge. This is not 2017 Houston Astros. You know, we did what we did, and one thing for sure, I'm going to have that dark cloud over me my whole life. And, you know, we messed up big, and some of us pay the price, right? And I can live with that. But, you know, the league is on top of stuff, you know, the iPad stuff. Everybody has their information as long as you work, and everything goes through the league. So there's no worries, man. We're just trying to gain advantage, you know, and take advantage of situations that happens on the field. And, you know, like we always said, you know, we have to be on top of our guys too, you know, because our guys – Some of them have tipped throughout the years, and we have to clean them up, and we have to do our diligence to stay on top of everything. If you don't do that at this level, you're not going to be successful.
Alex, do you think it's because of the dark cloud from years ago, or do you think it's is there something else that would lead people to scrutinize you or the organization further, let's say, than maybe other prominent franchises like the Red Sox?
I think they talk about the Yankees, what, a month ago, right? Like, they were giving signals from second base. So, you know, like, I mean, I don't know. Everybody's trying to gain an edge. And, you know, if it's a dark cloud, so be it, you know. I mean, it is what it is. I have to live with that. And I'm not afraid to talk about it. There's people that are afraid to talk about that. But I haven't been afraid to talk about what we did and how big of a mistake we made in 17. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, I would love to take it back, but it's not possible, right? We have to continue and keep growing. And, you know, when they ask questions, I have answers. And, you know, I got a family that, you know, suffered through that and is suffering through it still, you know, and that's how it is. You know, I don't get defensive about it. So, you know, if they think it's because of that, if people are talking about it because of that, so be it.
Alex, we'll take a right turn here. Last week you mentioned, you know, there was a couple of issues with bunt, putting down bunts, and the way the profile of your team's kind of made up, it's just an athletic team, and you would think more small ball would be in play, and it feels like it sounded like you agreed when you were talking to Will Fleming. Have you been working on that? That was something that you were going to be, you said you're going to start putting more work in. Is that something that you're focusing on now more?
Yeah, I mean, we always talk about small ball and trying to move runners over, but what are we doing as a coaching staff to be better? And obviously the roster is different than 3 days ago when we had Hamilton, but this is something that we're going to attack. You know, we're on the road right now. It's a little bit hard, you know, for early work, but we'll start doing it at home. I think we've done a much better job running the bases the last month and a half. We've been playing better defense, but, you know, with the personnel that we have and I think the pitching staff that we have, having that lead after the fifth inning, you see the record, is very important. And when we have certain situations with certain guys, we will do it. But we have to, you know, just practice a little bit more that aspect and talk a little bit more. And hopefully we can be better at it.
Alex, Jordan Hicks has had some issues with command. And I know the other day he told the Boston Globe that pitch selection, him being on the same page with the catcher and maybe going with what the catcher calls instead of what he would prefer to throw, is an issue. Is that an issue for him right now, and how do you get him turned around?
No, I think he pitched well in San Diego, the two innings that he did, and then he hung a slider to Urias. But, you know, we'll keep working with him. He'll keep working with us, and he's very important for us. As you can see right now, in our roster, we got a lot of lefties in the bullpen. We got Whitlock, we got Weiser and Hicksy, you know, from the right side. So he's very important. His stuff is really good. I do believe the San Diego outing was amazing, and here it wasn't that bad. So a frustrated player just, you know, after a game, you know, just said that. But, you know, we talked to him. We'll keep working, and we'll get it straight out.
Impressive effort last night from May. Big start tonight for Buehler as they sort of jockey for the four or five spots in the rotation. But as we head into the final quarter of the season, Alex, any discussions or conversations about possibly Harrison or Toley getting a call up for the home stretch?
We've been talking about a lot of stuff. Obviously, you know, we still got hopefully two and a half months of baseball, right, in Boston. And, you know, whatever we feel that is going to make us better, we'll try to do it, you know. But as of right now, we feel good where we at. You know, made yesterday, Buehler, the last one was amazing. So just go out there and compete and see what the future holds.
Just sort of a follow-up on that pitch selection idea. I think it was Lou last night in the broadcast said when you guys acquired May, you thought maybe his cutter could be a weapon. We have Hicks talking about his pitch selection. What's that process like when guys join the team mid-season and kind of have their stuff and their way they've been doing things and then try to blend in what Andrew Bailey and the organization wants them to do?
Yeah, they have a big meeting. We have a big meeting when the player comes in, and we got, you know, the pitching club, quote-unquote, right? Tech is there, and Bales, Devin Rose. We have our analysts, and we go over, pitch usage in the past and how we see it. Sometimes we don't even change it, right? But we make suggestions based on their profile, and we go from there, and we show them the why we think is going to work, and the pitcher, of course, has an input, and he'll tell us what he's gone through, not only with the last organization, but if he pitched for others, their thought process, how they were thinking, why the pitch mix was this and now is different compared to 2 years ago. And then we go to attack, that's the way it works.
All right, before we let you go, we saw that Marcelo Meyer did some baseball activities. Are you optimistic where that might go?
We're far away from that, from getting him in on field, but I think he's taking the right steps, and the fact that he wants it bad, man, and hopefully we can get him back.
All right, Alex, good night. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks, Alex. Alex Cora, the manager of the Boston Red Sox here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, it's 3 o'clock. That means it's time for the three-point stance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.